Kof Dalet Adar Rishon, Friday the 4th of March, Rabbi Yeshaya Schlesinger, Parsha Shkolim.
Shoes. Although it was a long winter, but the season is arriving. Tomorrow Parsha Shkolim. Chloikas in the Gemara, what we read on Parsha Shkolim. But the thought is because at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they had every year an appeal for Korbanos Tzibur, Korb Tamidin every day, Korb Musafim, Shabbos V'Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to use money from before Nissen to the new Nissen. So every Rosh Chodesh Nissen, you had a new appeal and new funds for the Korbanos Tzibur. Rosh Chodesh Adar, for the time when you were Medir, the Klal Yisrael, that you get ready for the new Matzah Hashetel. Tezvov, the Adar, the tables were already laid out for people to bring the money, like we do Erev Purim, make a Zecher LeMatzah Hashetel, and Rosh Chodesh Nissen decided to use it. But Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's the sort of Parsha Shkolim. We let people know that we have to get ready to give the new money for the new korbanos. We read Lemaisel Halocha Parshas Kisiso, Amachlokes in the Gemara. We pass and we read Parshas Kisiso. In Kisiso we say Kisiso Zroish Bnei Yisrael Lefkudehem, Venosnu Ish Koy for Nachshav Lashem Lefkud Oisem V'Loi Iyu Behem Negev. You're not allowed to count Klal Yisrael individually, every person, only through Machzis Hashekel. So there's many pshotim, why not, ein hore. And one pshot is that Klal Yisrael is one unit. Yisrael kutshe beruche boi reise chadhu. And you're not allowed to separate Klal Yisrael. If you count every person, it's not one unit. You separate one person from the other person. And you're not allowed. Klal Yisrael is one unit. It's one Klal Yisrael. And you do not count one unit. On the other hand, the Torah, when it wants to express counting Klal Yisrael, it's always a loshna bifkoid oisom, al hapkudim. Pekudim is an appointment. Ve'yafkeid ha-melech pekudim. Pekudim is an appointment. Although Klal Yisrael is one unit, one, but every Yid has got his duty, his part to play in Klal Yisrael. Everyone is a pekudim. We say in Rosh Hashanah Shmini Esrei, Ma'ase Ish Ufkudo Soi. No one can replace the duty of another Yid. As great as Poshet Luchur, pardon? Arevus. Arevus, but he has got his part which he can fulfill. He's got Arevus for someone else as well, you're right. But he's got Arevus for himself. He's got to complete his duty. Every Yid comes to this world to add, in addition to his own madrege, where he has to get to, he has to be mashlim his chelik to be a member of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara zogt in Psochim Daf Nun that I can't remember what son Reb Shimon Yochanan, whose son Reb Shimon Belevi, his son wasn't well and he fainted and somehow his neshama went up to Olam Haba. And he came back, his father asked him, what have you seen? Tatasu el yoinim lemato, tachtoinim lemalo. The people who seem to be in this world, el yoinim, great people in the front, there they are at the back. These people who seem to be here, plain, poshta people, tachtoinim, on the other world are so, lemalo, they're on the mizrach. Oilem hofu choisi, asu an upside world. No. Oilam boru roisi. He saw the true world. Was ibshat in the Gemara? The sach gedulei Yisrael and the mafarish azoi. about the great people in this world, and you know who is a tzaddik, who is a Talmud Chochem, who has got a choshebe position, whatever it means. And the poshte people, elecha poshte people. So what does it mean, oylam boruho isi? Why elyoinim lemato, tachtoinim lemalo? So the B'chon Avas Mamshat, Chofetz Chaim Zopimnes, Moshe Feinstein. Avada, there are great people in this world, but have they fulfilled their duty in accordance to their capacity and their koiches and their kishroines? Maybe they haven't fulfilled as high as they can get to. There may be poshter people in this world, but they made their maximum. They fulfilled their duty. Maisi ish ufkudosoi. They made whatever they could for Klal Yisrael. So those plain people, tachtoinim lemalo, when they come back to their Creator, so they bestow, oh, you have fulfilled your mission. The great people are gewaltig, the great people, and they get their reward. Aber lemato, you haven't fulfilled your duty. But Tatzai Gesund sagt, once the Chazanish was in a happy mood, so he asked the Chazanish, how come the Chazanish was such an anivus? Doesn't the Chazanish know that he's the greatest person in our generation? So he smiled and said, if someone else would have my conditions and my capacity, what would the Taka Epis given? Then it would have been something. But the Sunuso, he felt that he hasn't fulfilled his mission. How great he was, and the Pusik Ador he was, and the Manik Ador he was, but he hasn't fulfilled his mission. Oilom Boru, you see, every Yid, whatever the position, whatever the circumstances, has to fulfill his part to make Klal Yisrael one big unit. Nur doch Ere Purim, können wir sagen, Avertel, der One said, Babuni Vesholoi, the whole Besmetash turns round, the Meiriv becomes a Mizrach, and the Mizrach becomes a Meiriv. Why? Shabbos in Me'ein Oilom Habo, Oilom Hofuch Oisi, Elyoinu Lamato, Tachtoinim Lamalo. Every Yid has got his little part, or great part, in fulfilling to make Klal Yisrael a Klal Yisrael. Chas v'sholem, someone is nistalek, they say, Yisgadal v'yiskadash shemei rabo. Why? Because the Kiddush Hashem, which this person made in this world, no one can replace. Because his koyach, his duty, his mission is unique for him. And when Mispal to Hashem, his Gadal v'his Kadosh Shemei Rabo, replace the Kiddush Hashem, which is now lacking through the histalkus of any Yid. Everyone has got his part. And this is a Korban Tzibur. On one hand, it's a Korban Tzibur. But it can only be a Korban Tzibur if every member of Klal Yisrael has got his Matzis HaShekel. I've got his part in the Korban Tzibur. So the Gemara sagt in Psochim Chofein and in Sanhedrin, how do we know that Ritzeach is b'yehorig ve'al ye'avoir? If someone, a goy, comes to a Yid and he tells him, kill another Yid, if not I will kill you. The Aloch is yehorig ve'al ye'avoir. He's got to let himself be killed. And not chas v'sholom with another Yid. Furthermore, minolon. How do we know? So the Gemara svorahu, it's a svorah. And someone came once to visit the Chaim Briskia, and he learned this particular Gemara. And he didn't realize someone was there, and he learned the Gemara for himself. On a zok svorahu, what is the svorah? Mi yemer, the domach somuk tfei. Dilme dome de chavroch somik tfei. How do you know that your blood is more red? And your blood is more choshev? Dilme Dome de chavruch somek tvei. Maybe your friend's blood is even redder than yours. So, Drashi, what does it mean, somek tvei? More red. Chavivo lifnei hamokrim. So when someone comes to a person and he tells him, kill another Yid, if not I will kill you, he's got to say, Mi yemech de domer somek tvei. How do I know that Hashem loves me more? Maybe dilme dome de chavruch somek tvei. Maybe Hashem loves the other Yid more. Und dort Reb Chaim Briske to himself. If a goy comes to Reb Chaim Briske, the Rav of Brisk, the Rosh Yeshiva of Elozhin, and tell them, kill Yankel the Wasserträger, kill the person in the street who schleps the water and sells water in the streets. Reb Chaim has got to say, Mi yemer de domach somok tvei. How do you know that Reb Chaim is more beloved to Hashem? Dilma doma de chavruch somok tvei. Maybe Yankel the Wasserträger is more beloved to Hashem. So Reb Chaim to sich allein. It is not a gzeiras hakosu svorehu. It's a plain, simple svore. We do not know which Yid is more choshev by the Rebbeinu shel Olam. Every Yid who fulfills his duty to Hashem, fulfills his mission, why he came to this little world, is choshev by the Rebbeinu shel Olam. This is Parshas Kolim, Parshas Kisiso. Lo yibem negev bifkoid oisom. You're not allowed to count Yidden individually, because of one unit. But how is this unit made up? It's made up from individual Yechidim. What is a minion? 10 Yechidim. What is Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael is Shishim Riboy. Every Yid has got an os in the Torah HaKadoshah. Shishim Riboy Isis. Every Yid makes his part. Every Shmoyne Esser of every individual Yid helps and fulfills and completes the will and the wish of Hashem. So it's Kisiso, on one hand we are one unit, on the other hand it's Bifkoid Oysom. Every one of us has got an appointment. We have one who's got to fulfill his part. And this makes Klal Yisrael, this is the beauty and glory of Klal Yisrael. Everyone adds his little bit. Like the Yisrael cannot make an avodas kohanim. The Levi cannot make an avodas kohanim. It's the Yisrael, Leviim, kohanim. Everyone makes his bit and it becomes Klal Yisrael. And then another limud on the machzis hashetel of Parshish Kolim. Rashi zogt, ze yitznu. The Ebishe said, every Yid should give a machzis hashekel. Ze yitznu. What is ze? Usually when you say the word ze, it means you show someone something. So Rashi, her eloikim in matbiya shel eish. The Ebishe took a matbiya shel eish, he took a machzis hashekel of fire, and he showed it to Moshe Rabbeinu. In other places, the Lashon is niskashe Moshe. Moshe couldn't understand machzis hashekel. Till the Ebishe took a machzis hashekel of fire, matbiya shel eish, and he showed him ze yitnu. This is what you should give for counting Klal Yisrael. What is so complicated? What's it so hard to understand the machzis hashekel? Avad it's hard because he want more. But the Maizah here wasn't allowed to give more. Steht Oshe lo yarbe. So they go in Oshe lo yarbe, Munach Revi. What's the Munach Revi? The Mora sagt, Ali Vaz with Yusuf Mechoymish. Not allowed to give for stock more than a fifth of your own, of your fortune. The Mele, Oshe lo yarbe, Munach Revi. You have to leave for yourself for Chalokim. Anyway. So the Maizah, what is so complicated of Machzis Hashetel? Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand. We have to build a Mishkan. A Mishkan is a place of Ashroas HaShchina. But the Shchina comes from above, from heaven, comes down to our world. Ashroas HaShchina. Therefore, parshas in the Torah which regards to the building of the Mishkan. Trumat Tzava v'Yakel Pekude. We can count the words, the psukim of Hilchas Shabbos. That the many halachas, which are only, maybe only a letter in the Torah. And Mishkan, we need four complete parshas. Because to make Hashem's Shechina in this world, is a gewaltige Madrege. You need a lot of koyach haTorah. So that Moshe Rabbeinu gewaltig geschrieben. Machzis haShetel with money. With money, Klal Yisrael is going to build the Shoras HaShchina, build the Mishkan. Meile, the Bisamikdash HaShlishi, will come a Mikdash Shleish min HaShemayim. No, I can understand. Come the Mikdash from Shemayim, it's the Shoras HaShchina. Simple, Machzis HaShetel, Niskashe Moshe. Couldn't understand it. So the Ebishah, no, you got a mistake. It might seem like a machzis ha-shekel, or as a matbeya shel eish. It depends. The yidvenu liboy. How do you give it? What is your mesiras nefesh, your sacrifice? What is your machshove when you give this machzis ha-shekel? If you give it l'shem shumayim, it becomes an ashroas ha-shchina. Most time of our life seems to go on machzis ha-shekel, on gashmius. We eat, we sleep, we have to eat, we have to sleep, we have to rest. We have to do what we have to do. It seems like a machzis ha-shekel, ob es amat beya shel eish. It depends how much machshove, what we think, b'shas we do something, we eat, why do we eat? We need koyach of avodas Hashem. Why do we make panosse? They bestrap uns all machen. Because our children need a chinuch of Torah and mitzvahs. Why do we sleep to get up in the morning and be able to say, Moida ani lefonecho? Avada, it seems like a machzis ha-shekel, aber es a matbea shel eish. We eat, it could be food. It could be ze ha-shulchon asher lifnei Hashem. It can be like a mizbeach. The Shulchan is the Mizbeach. Who knows after the Sipshat in the Gemara? Klal Yisrael came by the Megillah, She'enehenu Mesudosu Shem Uysu Roshe. It was kosher, Kirtzoit Ish V'ish, that all the Hechsher impossible. Aber Enehenu Mesudosu Shem Uysu Roshe, it wasn't the Shem Shumayim. It wasn't the Shulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. It didn't become a Mizbeach, it remained a machzis ha-shekel. It did not become a matbiya shleish. What a beautiful life we can have if we add a little machshove. Steht bezalel lachshuv machshovois. What does it mean bezalel lachshuv machshovois? Zogt der Netziv, Chaim Voloshiner, that bezalel could see, or the nedoves he received, how much machshove one put into the money which he gave to the Mishkan. How did Bezalel decide what goes to the Oroin, what money goes for the Oroin, what money goes for the Shulchan, what money goes for the Mizbeach, what money goes for the Kroshim? He could see on the Nedoves, the Neshome of the Yid who gave it. Lachshuv Machshovois. He knew the Machshov of the person in the money which he saw, in the Nedoves which he saw. This is the tachlas of Klal Yisrael. Abadi, we got a Yom Kippur, which is kule ruchnius. We don't eat, we fast, chamisho inuim. But we got a Purim as well, which is gashmius, machzis ha-shekel, b'matbeya shel eish. How important it is that the Purim, although it seems like a day of gashmius, should have the glory and beauty of Ruchnius. As Chazal, the Zohar, Hasidus and Mekor of Zohar, Kepurim, Yom Kippur is like Purim. Purim is greater than Yom Kippur. It's much easier to be like a Malach Yom Kippur. It's much harder to be a human being and be Chamatbeya Shel Eish. This is the tachlis of Klal Yisrael. We should be able to bring ourselves to a matzah, whatever we do, just a little machshove, which makes the difference. The machzis Hashem can become a matbiyah shel eish. Through money, we can have a connection to Torah. We give money for a Talmud Chochem, we give money for a yeshiva, and it becomes Eitz Chaim hi lamachazikim bo. It becomes an Eitz Chaim. How? Mit gashmius, mit a bissl machshove. And a final word of Parshas Korin. We mentioned before, there were three stages. Rosh Chodesh Nissen, they started the new korbanos with the new money. Chotzi Oder, Tesvav Be'Oder, they laid the tables for Klal Yisrael to prepare the Enedoves, to give the Enedoves. The appeal started. Rosh Chodesh Oder, for the time when the Gaboim called out, Rabbi Yisai, get ready in 2 weeks, you got to give the money for korbanos, for the new korbanos. Mele, I can understand, we say every day, Korban Tomit, Parshas HaTomit, Musav, Shabbos and Yontef, we say Musafin, in order to remember Zichel and Mikdosh. I can even understand Erev Purim, we give a Zichel and Machtzis HaShetel to remember the Bisa Mikdosh. But Parshas Kolim, Rabbi Yisrael, get ready for the appeal. What appeal? When appeal? Shtoki Bisa Mikdosh. Get ready to the appeal. In 2 weeks you got to give money, in 4 weeks it's new korbanos. Sorry, take it easy. I'll prepare my money. No. We even have to get ready to give our little part to prepare the Machtzis HaShetel. The emuna in Bias HaMashiach does not start as Chodesh Nissen, not even Erev Purim. Machrizin, it begins Parshas Kolim. And maybe even more. We are much more connected to Parshas Kolim than to Rosh Chodesh Nissen and to Tesvav Oder. When the Besamidish will say, Be'ezer Hashem b'korah b'mehiru b'yameinu, we'll bring korbanos Rosh Chodesh Nissen, the new korbanos. Yemirtz Hashem, as the Zayin Abis HaMikdosh will give the Machtzis HaShetel in middle of order. But unfortunately, we haven't got Abis HaMikdosh yet, so we can't have the korbanos yet, and we can't even give our donation for korbanos Tzibur yet. Aber machrizin, to prepare ourselves, we can prepare ourselves now as well. The Rosh Chodesh order, the Parshas Kolim is the same as in the time of Beis HaMikdosh. Prepare ourselves, we can in time of Golos as well. We cannot bring korbanos, and we cannot bring donation for korbanos tzibur, but we can prepare ourselves. In the same ruach, as Klal Yisrael became Rosh Chodesh Oder, but they called out, Rabbi Yisrael, get ready for the Beis HaMikdosh! Get ready for the new korbanos. We can do it now in exactly the same way as they did it with the water Beis HaMikdosh. So we are much more connected to Parshas Kolim than last year Chotzi Oder und Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Steht da Bilam und gesagt, Ruas Melech Boi. He looked upon Klal Yisrael, so the Targum, Yavavei de Meshichei Bey, I can see the shofar of Mashiach within the hearts of Klal Yisrael. Usruas Melech Boy. What does it mean? Mashiach is going to come to us. Why? Because we are Mekabli Pnei Mashiach. Usruas Melech Boy. Within our system, we have a koyach and a schus to be mekabel pnei Mashiach. We now come in the time of the year, Zman HaGeula, Gemara zogt, Ode and Nissen, the times of Geula. We are ready. We have the koyach to be mekabel pnei Mashiach. And as years go past, we feel even more the necessity of Bias HaMashiach. Everyone knows, everyone feels, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Avada, you're making us a gewaltige Ness. Klal Yisrael continues, Torah continues, Yiddishkeit continues, aber Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it becomes harder. Baruch Hashem, we're getting older, we have passed in a certain way many stages of Nisyonis, but our children, our grandchildren, have got it hard. They're mamish tzadikim. Every yeshiva bocher is a ness of a Chanukah candle. Every erlich yid is a ness of kiyum of Klal Yisrael. But it's hard. The outside society is so far away, it's just unbelievable. We had a meeting 2 weeks ago with Chief Education, from Hackney Council, you can imagine. She said, you know, we want everyone to become more secular. We want everyone to get one society. So I told him, what do you mean that by the age of seven, every child's got to know every part of every internet? But it means more secular. No. I mean to say that it should be more like English people. Don't tell me, I remember English people 50 years ago, what it was 50 years ago. Don't tell me English people. But it means secular. Hen am levodot yishkoin. We are different, Baruch Hashem, with the Ronim and Atoim. We are all getting ready to pass Shkolim. Machrizin ala Shkolim. We call out Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Machrizin ala Shkolim. We are ready. We want to give the Machzor Shekel for the Korbanos. Please, send Mashiach. And we'll be part of Korbanos Tzibur. Be'ezer Hashem. Still, this Purim, this Pesach, we should be able to bring the Korban Pesach with the whole of Klal Yisrael zusammen. Be'biyaz Goel, u'be'bine be'sapchire, mitoich simche, im Hero, v'yameinu. Amen.